man, what a great night we had watching Wanda Jackson.
Asbury Lanes.
Yeah,
so good.
She still sounded absolutely fantastic.
Her voice was perfect.
She was.
And the fire was there.
Yeah. And she was a fabulous lady.
Lovely.
Great to hang out with. And
I was very excited to meet her, I have to say. Because, you know, at the time, women... I don't think white women were singing like that at the time.
Yeah, there were a few, but not many.
But not that...
And not as good as she was.
Not as good as she was doing. It was just great.
She just had, let's have a party, Fujiyama Mama. And she just had to say, hey, the female Elvis, that's what they called her at the time. You
but
know?
She allowed herself to be sexual. She allowed herself to be tough. She allowed herself to growl. That wasn't really happening that much back. If you think of Patsy Cline, she had that, but then they asked her to sing the ballads.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that? Like she had that rough rockabilly thing going, and then I think her record company pushed her into the ballad end, where it was just more sat in a smoother part of her voice, and that made her very famous. But women were not being encouraged to sing like that.
Wanda Jackson was balls to the wall, and
that's perfect.
She is immortal.
I didn't want to say that
immortal because of that fact.